together with House Republicans last night to explain DOGE cuts to the federal workforce. Florida Republican Aaron Beans on board.
There are members that feel uncomfortable, so that's the purpose of this meeting, to get everybody comfortable on the same page. But make no mistake, our country's in financial trouble unless we make spending changes.
Pro-Palestinian protesters have been taken into custody after occupying Barnard College main library. WCBS-TV's Christina Fan reports from New York City.
Wednesday's demonstration was Barnard's second in a week, protesting the expulsion of two students, whom police sources say had distributed hateful flyers during a class about Israel, including one showing a boot stomping on a Jewish star.
South Carolina's Supreme Court has rejected what's likely to be the final appeal of Brad Sigmund, clearing the way for his execution by firing squad tomorrow.
The 67-year-old man was convicted of the baseball bat beating deaths of his ex-girlfriend's parents in 2001 in Greenville, South Carolina. Mike Ellis is the county's longtime coroner.
Both were brutally murdered. Both had multiple blunt force injuries that we could see immediately.
Sigmund's would be the nation's first firing squad execution in 15 years. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A late winter storm has brought blizzard conditions to the Midwest. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Minneapolis, where they've declared a snow emergency.
The governor bringing in the National Guard to help out. I mean, this was a ferocious storm. It had everything, had that severe weather, had the wind, obviously had the snowfall. This storm brought this area their biggest snowfall of the season.
They've taken the wraps off the 12 finalists for this year's World Video Game Hall of Fame. They include Frogger, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, Defender, GoldenEye, Mattel Football, and Angry Birds. Today's announcement opens a week of public voting. The winners will be inducted May 8th. The Dow is down 531 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. They've learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. The teen surrendered to police at a home on East White Manor Court, where officers found the victim's body with stab wounds. A former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges will undergo a competency examination. The attorney for Anna Marie Crocker raised concerns about her mental state during a court appearance. A competency hearing is scheduled for April 4th. And Racine County has withdrawn its support for a proposed ICE center. The decision scraps previous plans for land donation and financial contributions. Organizers of the ICE rink project say they remain hopeful for future opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven of their players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and not as windy today. We'll get to 41 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20 in the morning, down to 5 to 10 by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, light snow showers with a high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Just keep me hanging. can do about it.
Hits WRJN. You may or may not realize that boys and girls high school basketball is into the postseason now, regionals and sectionals, and we have a game tomorrow night, Racine Park versus Milwaukee Bradley Tech, here on WRJN. See you at 6:30.
Where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against my.
so far away.
Well, there's a road if we stand up, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, but don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove.
Stills, Love the One You're With, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Love the One You're With was a big slogan in the 70s. But then so was Don't Trust Anybody Over 30. Remember that one? How do you feel about that one now? Okay, WRJN has announced that the Racine Raiders, coming back to WRJN, going to be here for the entire 2025 Raiders season. Hear the game starting in early May. More details as we get closer here on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
For
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
It's WRJN. I find it interesting that this song has been banned from many high school and collegiate sporting events. Na na hey hey, kiss him goodbye. Here's Steve, WRJN. local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And this update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. The Eye has learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. He was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia for allegedly killing his mother. The teen reportedly surrendered to police as he was leaving the family home on East White Manor Court. That's where officers discovered the woman's body with stab wounds. In a statement to the Racine County Eye, Racine Unified says they've activated its crisis team and they're providing support resources to staff and students. You can read more about the latest at racinecountyeye.com. The competency of Anna Marie Crocker has been called into question. She's the former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges. During a court appearance yesterday, her attorney raised concerns about her mental state. That prompted the judge to order a competency examination. Crocker charged in both Kenosha and Racine counties with offenses including first-degree sexual assault of a child will return to court for a competency hearing April 4th. Plans for a new ICE center in Racine County have been put on ice. According to a statement put out by would-be organizers, the county government has pulled back its support for the project. Officials with the Racine County ICE Center nonprofit says the county's decision ices a previous plan that included land donation and financial contributions. RCIC officials say they remain optimistic about future possibilities for bringing an ICE Center to the area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny and not as windy today. We'll get to 41 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20 in the morning, down to 5 to 10 by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, light snow showers with a high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
music to melt snow by. It's called A Summer Song by Chad and Jeremy on WRJN.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Hoosier men's basketball Saturday morning starting at 11 on WRJN, hosting Penn State. Hear it all here on WRJN.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your. You could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you what me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Town's Temptations. On WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits. And the Grassroots, what a string of hits these guys have. I mean, Midnight Confessions, I'd Wait a Million Years, and this one, Sooner or Later, on WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
is near. Just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah. Crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
deep song. And When I Die, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, written by a 17-year-old girl named Laura Nero. One of the best. I'm Dan Marcus with the Chiffons now. Station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The House of Representatives has just voted to censure Texas Democrat Al Green for disrupting President Trump's speech to Congress.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat.
Green was removed from the chamber during the speech, says he doesn't regret his action, which he says was to defend Medicaid. House Speaker Johnson says Green disgraced the Congress. This is just in. Commerce Secretary Lutnick says today U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico are likely delayed for a month for most goods and services. President Trump expected to issue an executive order today calling for the elimination of the Education Department. Carrying that out would require congressional action. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Teachers groups are pushing back, saying that they will fight this tooth and nail, saying that really the goal of the department is to level the playing field, and they worry that any steps to dismantle it would really hurt students in particular states where there are less state resources.
This morning, a second federal judge extended the block preventing the Trump administration from freezing federal funding, grants and loans worth billions of dollars. They're digging out from wind-whipped snow in the upper Midwest, just part of what was a wild weather day in much of the country yesterday.
Confirmed and suspected tornadoes caused widespread damage and power outages from Oklahoma and Texas all the way to coastal areas